182, senior, 6 foot, 177 pounds, senior. Jack Creer is also a notable player on this team. So they are a good offensive ball club, are the Spartans. Let's take a look at the Amory Warriors under, of course, head coach Ryan Humple. 3-5 on the season. They sit at sixth in the Middle Border Conference, 2-4. If they win tonight with three wins, they do have a chance of backing into the playoffs. Typically, it takes four wins in conference, but there are some things that have to happen for the Warriors to get into the playoffs, so it is possible. So they are playing for not just pride, but also a chance to get in, as the Spartans, on the other hand, that's a pride game for them tonight. Other notable player, well, notable players on that Amory Warrior team, of course, Jacob Maxson, their Swiss Army knife. He does it all. He'll punt, he'll kick, three for four on field goals so far this season. That's a little bit better percentage than the Green Bay Packers kicker, I believe. Yeah, he is their leading rusher, Maxson. He's their leading, obviously, their quarterback, their passer. And the teams have been introduced. The anthem has been sung by the Spartans choir. And we are set for kickoff here on another warm Friday evening over here in Somerset. And the Spartans in their cardinal red tops, black uniforms, kicking off right to left. Do I have that right here? It's going to be a squib kick taken by one of the up men, and he's tackled immediately at the 25-yard line. I got to make sure I get these teams right. They're both wearing the same colors. We had some technical difficulties setting up here tonight with some technical difficulties, but hopefully we've got those worked out. And that was Kane Dunley that did the kicking. He, again, is their Mr. Everything on that Spartans team. So here we go. First and 10 for Amory under center. A deep pass is going to start off this game. Right side, incomplete. That was coming down to Wallen. Incomplete pass. Let me get my stuff organized here. We got some issues in the press box as well. There's no lights. So I'm using my cell phone as a light. And you can imagine how well that's working out. All right, so incomplete pass now. It's going to be receivers left and right. Maxson is going to keep it. And he is up 5-yard gain right up the gut to the 30-yard line. It's going to bring up third. And I'll call it a 4-yard gain. So third and a six. So at their own 30, the Amory Warriors have it third and six now. And once again, I apologize. We came on air a little later than we wanted to. We had some technical problems here and at the station. But my name is Jay Cornell, and I'll be here throughout the evening to bring you the play-by-play. It's third down now. Under center, Maxson pitches it left side. That is Wallen, Keaton Wallen. He's got a couple, and that's it. So he stopped off a left tackle there. He tried to find some room. Several Spartans in on the stop, according to the PA announcer, an army of Spartans. It's going to make it fourth down, and a long two, we'll call it three. And so Maxson is back to punt. Back deep to receive for the Somerset Spartans. And they've got a lot of kids. Kane Donnelly is back. And he's going to take it along the right side under that full moon over there and let it bounce, and he's going to fair catch it. Or he's going to pick it up, rather, I should say, at about the 22-yard line where the Somerset Spartans have it. Kane Dunley, 6'3", 205 pounds senior. And as I mentioned, he does a little bit of everything. Just over 1,000 yards passing, and he's got 969 yards rushing. So Almost even on the ground and in the air. 6'3", 205 senior. All right, so here we go. The Spartans with a sole setback. Donnelly's in the shotgun. One receiver left, one receiver right. He's going to pass it. He's back. He throws a wobbler up the gut off the hands of the intended receiver. Would have been about a 35-yard completion, but incomplete out there, intended for Blake Fox. We're going to say his name a lot tonight, too. Blake Fox, 5'9", 158-pound junior. And, boy, what a scene here. We've got a big orange moon over the field. We've got a new track here. We're in a new press box. Like I said, the light situation's a little tough, but everything else is good to go. Second and 10 now. Just underway here in Somerset. Handoff up the middle. He brings several would-be tacklers with him. Does the running back. Who is that? Number 23. And that's Cal Stromstead, 6'2", 180-pound junior. They promised me I wouldn't have to say his name much, and I just had to say it. Stromstead, I believe, is how you say it. And that's going to bring up a third and 5 now from the Spartans' own 32-yard line. I'll make it to 28. Sorry about that. Long snap. Ball's loose in the backfield, and the Warriors say they have it. I have not seen a zebra indicate that they do. The Warriors are running off the field celebrating, and it is a first down for the Amory Warriors on that recovery. The 20-yard line is where they fall on it. I think it was an errant exchange between the quarterback and the running back. A lot of bodies in the perimeter. I could not quite see what happened. I just saw that the snap to the quarterback was a little high, and it was long, but he came down with it, and then all heck broke loose. So here we go. Maxson under center, Wolin in the backfield. Receiver right is the other Wolin. Handoff to Keaton Wolin up the middle. And it looks like a gain of about 4 yards, and it will be down to the hard to see from this angle. Looks like about just outside the 15-yard line of the Spartans. The Warriors have it. Second, and we'll call it 6. Just underway here down in Somerset. 9:18 to go in the first quarter. No score. Huge new scoreboard here. They put some money into this facility, and it shows. Field is still a grass field. All right. Under center. Maxson pitches right. Danielson. Danielson's got some running room around the right side before he's tripped up. Short of the goal line, but boy, he's getting down there. It's going to be a first down for the Warriors at the 4-yard line. First and goal, Amory. So just like last week, the Warriors taking advantage of an early turnover here. At least so far, it's still 0-0 on the scoreboard. 8:47 to go, first quarter and counting. Maxson under center. He's going to hand it to Danielson. Danielson pulls a couple of guys with him for about a 2-yard gain. They scramble around like the ball is loose, but no, Danielson comes up with it, and he's going to be just shy of the goal line. It's going to be second and goal at the 1. Caleb Danielson getting a lot of touches the last couple of weeks, and they moved him in from that wide receiver position in to the setback position. All right, under center, Maxson hands it off to Wolin, Keaton Wolin. And he falls ahead right at the goal line. Not much happening in that middle as the Spartans stiffen, and that's going to be third down and goal at about the half-yard line. So the Amory Warriors knocking. So I didn't get to introduce myself or much else here because we started a little late. Again, my name is Jay. I'm here throughout the evening to bring you the play-by-play, and this is 107.5. You can find us also on the Civic Media app. As Wolin gets the ball again up the gut, his player stays in, and so does the official. Touchdown, Amory. So early on, turnover, fumble by the Spartans, 7:28 to go in the first quarter, and Amory's on the board, 6-0. You can also find us on the Civic Media app, a free download. Really easy to find us there. And aside from Amory Warrior Sports, you're going to find Badger Football. You're going to find the Badger Coaches Show, 5 p.m. Wednesday evenings. Max in to kick it, and it is up, and it is good. So as I mentioned, Jacob Maxson, he didn't do everything himself there, but he did get a lot of help from his friends, Danielson and Keaton Wolin, combined to eat up that 20 yards after that turnover. And then Maxson kicks it through, and we are 7-0, 7:28 to go first quarter in favor of the visiting Emory Warriors. So I mentioned at the outset, based on the numbers, the Spartan teams can put up numbers. Unfortunately, they struggle to stop people. So as a result, they've got a schedule, a record that doesn't look good, but boy, they've been in so many good games against really good teams, tight games, I should say. All right, Maxson's going to tee it up at their own 40 for the Warriors. Trying to get a number on who's back to receive. It looks like Carson Belil and Jack Creer, back deep. And here's the kick. It's a deep one. It's going to go over to Creer, and it's going to angle out of bounds. So that is going to be a penalty. Boy, he kicked that one on a rope. Took one hop and bounced out of bounds on the far side at about the 5-yard line. And so that's going to be a penalty against the kicking team Warriors. And the Spartans will have it. I believe that's going to come up to their, is that their 30 or 35? Up to their own 35-yard line. First and 10 now for the Somerset Spartans. Somerset looking for their first win here in the middle border. And again, they've been in some tight ones, and certainly an opportunity here for him tonight to save face on the season a little bit. All right, quarterback keeper. No, he hands it off straight up the gut. Number 23 is the ball carrier, Scramstead. Cal Scramstead, again, a junior, 6'2". Tackled immediately. Well, short gain, 2.5 yards, we'll call it. So from the 37-yard line, second and 8, a long 8 upcoming, or a long 7 rather. From the shotgun, receivers right, man in motion, handoff goes to the up back, and he is going to rumble ahead for a couple of yards, gets across the 40. We'll call it a second effort for Scramstead. 3 or 4 white jerseys for the Amory Warriors in on the tackle, third down, and we'll call it 3.5 yards to go as the play comes in. Carson Belil brings the play in from the Somerset sideline. It's senior night here, and they had a little ceremony at the beginning of the game and recognized all their seniors. They've got a lot of kids on this squad, and as a result, the typeset is tiny. And as a result of having no lights, I'm struggling reading this program. All right, number 23. Scramstead around the left side. He found some daylight up to the 50-yard line. It's going to be a first down for the Spartans. Cal Scramstead moves the chains, the junior. It's going to be right at the midfield stripe now. Yeah, we'll call it shy of the midfield, the Zebra says. 49.5-yard line of the Spartans. The Amory Warriors trying to stiffen here a little bit. But again, these Spartans have a prolific offense. They put up points, led again by Kane Donnelly, number 13, their quarterback, and he's in a shotgun. Receivers right is going to hand it off to the sole setback. That's Scramstead again, and he's going to take a couple of guys with him. In on the tackle was, who was that? Danielson, and I believe, I got Danielson for sure. Got him around the ankles. Nice gain on that one. It's going to be second and a yard. Got 9 yards on that. At the Amory 41, second and a yard to go. Quarterback Conley in the shotgun. He's going to hand it off again to Scramstead, and he pulls a couple of guys ahead for about a 4 or 5 yard gain. That's going to be moving the chains again, 35-yard line. Right at the 35-yard line, first and 10 for the Spartans. I said Conley, it's Donnelly, Kane Donnelly, number 13. Terrific athlete, 6'3", 205. He's got a younger brother, a sophomore. Kellen, number 18, is 6'1", 157. So Donnelly's going to keep it. Sorry about that, and he's going to get a yard. Now they're going to say right at the line of scrimmage. Looked like he fell ahead for a yard, but the officials say no. He's down right where he started. And it's going to bring second and 10 now. Once again, early going here in Somerset. 3:58 to go in the first quarter as that ticks down. 7-0 in favor of the visiting Warriors. Under center now. No, in the shotgun. Donley hands it off again. Scramstead, same play, right up the middle. Right up the seam. And down at the 27. He's nice gain there. Third and about two. Several of the white-jerseyed Amory Warriors in on that stop. So Amory red helmets, white jerseys, red numbers. Red pants, black socks. Not as sharp as their home unis, in my opinion. Still looking good out here on a natural grass field. It's the first one we've seen this season. Direct snap to the quarterback, and he is going to take it himself straight ahead. And Donley is going to get enough for a first down. The fans let it be known that it's a first down for the home team. Kane Donley. Once again, just over 1,000 yards passing and just under 1,000 yards rushing on the season. He's got 16 touchdowns on the ground. So he is a good runner. In the shotgun again, man in motion. He's going to take it again with a lead blocker. And that is a productive play for these Spartans. He sends his running back as the lead. They snap it in the shotgun to Donley, and he takes it straight through. 5 yard gain now at the 19, let's see with this angle, it's the 14 yard line. Is that right? Numbers are tough to see. 17 yard line. So second down and 5, 17 yard line. Spartans knocking in the red zone. Again, a keeper by Donley. This time, nothing there. He tries to follow his lead block. Takes a slight left turn and is met almost immediately. It's going to bring up third down. He lost a couple. We'll call it third and a long 6 now, upcoming for the Spartans. So welcome aboard, everybody. Glad to have you here on Friday Night Football, Amory Warrior Football. The Warriors on the road taking on the Spartans of Somerset. And their quarterback now is in the shotgun, hands it off to Scramstead, and he is met by and stood up. He's not even going to get tackled. They're going to blow it dead. He's got about 6 guys pushing him backwards. So down to the 15-yard line. He's going to bring up fourth and about 3 yards to go. The Spartans have nothing to lose. I expect him to go for it here. I don't know if they have a kicker. If they do, I'm sure it's Donley. But they are going to line up to go for it, are these Spartans of Somerset. Beautiful night down here, a beautiful mid-July night. Unfortunately, it is getting to be late October. So timeout on the field called by the Amory Warriors. This is Amory football on 107.5 WLAK Lake Eyre. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have questions. How do you make your savings last? How much should you take out and when? You're ready for retirement, but are your finances? Eric Morrissey, your Edward Jones financial advisor, can help you build a strategy to make your finances keep up with your long-term needs. You've done what it takes to get there. Now it's time to make the most of retirement. Call Eric at 715-268-4106 to schedule an appointment. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Looking for reliable cable TV, telephone, and internet services in Amory? Look no further than Northwest Communications. Whether you're streaming your favorite shows, staying connected with loved ones, or working from home, Northwest Communications has you covered with fast, dependable service. Ready to upgrade? Visit them online, www.nwcom.net, or call 715-268-7101. Experience the best in local service with Northwest Communications, keeping Amory connected.
All right, welcome back here to Somerset as the Somerset Spartans deep into Amory territory are going to go for it here on fourth and about four. Back to pass, Donnelly, he's got a man right and in and out of his hands. That probably would not have been enough for a first down because he had a would-be tackler waiting for him to catch it. But a tough pass on the far right side, kind of in the flats. I can't read his number, but I think it's number six, the intended receiver, Lindbergh, the tight end. No, it was number eight, Lane Pinska, a junior, 6'4", 188. So big kid out there. Couldn't make the catch, and so it's going to be a turnover on downs, and the Warriors have it at their own 15-yard line. First and 10, Amory. Max it under center. I formation. Gives it to the up back. That's Danielson, and he's hit immediately. Might get a yard. In on the stop, Lindbergh and Blake Fox for the Spartans. But nothing there. Short gain, second and nine, upcoming for the Warriors. So that was, again, Caleb Danielson, the ball carrier, getting a lot of time in the backfield. Him and Keaton Wolin, the setbacks in that I formation. Carter Wolin comes out far right. Receivers split. I formation. Looks like a quarterback keeper. There's a pile of bodies. Whatever it is, it wasn't a very big gain. And it was Maxson, the ball carrier. His counterpart, Donnelly, made the stop. They're going to give him a couple of 3 yards there. I didn't think he made that many, but just across the 20. Third and five, and that's going to be the end of the first quarter. And these Amory Warriors come on the road and take an early lead here in Somerset. And we're going to take a couple of minutes here to hear from our sponsors. Once again, Amory Warrior Football, 107.5 WLAK. Come on back.
Need reliable electrician services? Look no further than Vans Electric. They've got the experts ready to help with wiring, lighting, and even full electrical installation. Their expertise doesn't stop there. Thanks to their partnership with Blue Flame Heating and Cooling, all your heating and air conditioning needs can also be met. Together, they're your one-stop shop for keeping your home powered, comfortable, and safe. Call Vans Electric at Blue Flame Heating and Cooling at 715-268-2264 today.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have questions. How do you make your savings last? How much should you take out and when? You're ready for retirement, but are your finances? Your Edward Jones financial advisor can help you build a strategy to help your finances keep up with your needs over the long haul. You've done what it takes to get there. Now it's time to make the most of retirement. Visit edwardjones.com or call 715-268-4106. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
All right, welcome back here to Somerset as the Spartans and the Warriors are doing battle. Amory's got the ball now. Maxson's got looking to pass. He dumps it off. In deep trouble was Maxson. He dumps it off, and they're going to get a nice gain out of it. Looked like a broken play. No, it didn't look like a broken play. It just looked like Maxson was dead in the backfield and threw it out to Wolin. And he has enough for a first down for the Amory Warriors. The best play of the night so far, in my opinion, just because there was nothing happening. He had two guys in his grill, did Maxson. All right, so it is enough for a first down for Amory at the 30, their own 30. Maxson hands it off now to Keaton Wolin, straight up the gut. There's about six kids in on that tackle, but I'm going to give it to the last guy laying down. And that was Lane Pinska, linebacker, outside linebacker, junior. So gain of, we'll call it 2.5, 3 yards. So second and 7 now. Under center, ball is snapped. Wolin's got it, and he's hit immediately by Cal Scramstad, number 23, and he is taken down immediately at the line of scrimmage. No gain, 3rd and 7, we'll say. So second quarter just underway here down in Somerset as the Amory Warriors taking on the Spartans here, both trying to get a W in the Middle Border Conference. Back to pass now. Maxson, he's got a man right side, overthrows him. Had to scramble out to his right, did Maxson. And threw over the head of the intended receiver. I think that was Carter Wolin out there, and it's going to be a 4th down now, so they're going to have to punt it away. Maxson's the punter. Back to receive is Kane Donnelly and Blake Fox. A couple of good athletes here in Spartan uniforms. Spartans in those cardinal red tops, black bottoms, black helmets. Beautiful punt. Fair caught at the 24-yard line by Donnelly. So first and 10 from the 25-yard line. Somerset 25-yard line now for the Spartans as we're, again, just underway. 10:15 to go in that second quarter. The band on hand here, the Spartan band, and they're playing a couple of tunes. It was senior night tonight. And so a lot of seniors introduced with their parents for the Spartans before the game start. All right. Donnelly, shotgun, single setback, 2 receivers left, 1 right. He's going to keep it himself, picks his way through the middle, and finds room for a 5-yard gain. Kane Donnelly, again, 6'3", 205. I'm not going to say he's tough to bring down yet. He's just shifty for a big fella. He hasn't put a shoulder down and had to gain a few extra yards yet. Most of his tackles have been around the ankles. He's in the shotgun now. Sends a man in motion. Gives it to a single setback. Scramstead. He breaks through the initial line but then is taken down at the 34-yard line. So he does get up close to the first down. Kelly, I think, was the man who made the stop. But it's going to be 3rd and about 1 yard to go, just shy of the 35-yard line of the Spartans for Somerset. Donnelly back in the shotgun again. He's got 2 receivers, a slot receiver and a receiver left and right. Hands it off up the middle. It's going to be a 1st down. Scramstead, the ball carrier again. So he's been the guy touching the ball the most on offense so far for the Spartans. And that's going to be a 1st down. Out across the 35 to the 37-yard line, where it is 1st and 10, Spartans. 8:55 to go. Eight forty-nine to go in the first half. And 7-0 in favor of the Amory Warriors as the Spartans come to set. Receivers left and right. And again, shotgun's going to hand it off. A lot of running room up the middle, and he's still on his feet all the way down to the 32-yard line of the Warriors. Danielson ran him down out there, but he was he had one man to beat, and Danielson ran him down from behind. Once he got through that initial wall of defenders, it was a lot of green grass ahead of him. But taken down. Scramstead, they set quick. 1st and 10 from the 37-yard line, 33-yard line, that is. And taken down immediately in the backfield is Donnelly. I'm going to do that 2 or 3 more times, folks. Kane Donnelly. He's going to lose about 3 on that. So in that shotgun, he was going to look for some running room, but the Warriors broke through immediately. And I didn't see who had him, but he wrapped him up around the ankles and lost about 3 yards. Second and 13. Now the ball's at about the 36-yard line of the Warriors. Saw some movement, and so did the Zebras. They threw some laundry on the field. We're going to have our first penalty. No, it's our second penalty, actually. We had a kick out of bounds earlier. It's going to be a motion penalty against the offense. Somebody lined up offside, so it was not a motion. So second and 18 now, a 5-yard penalty. We're going backwards, the Spartans. 41-yard line of the Warriors. Second and a long ways to go, 18 yards. Donley in the shotgun. He's got a single setback, man in motion. He bobbles the snap, ball's loose on the ground, and Warriors have it. Amory Warriors jump on it. It hit him in the hands, bounced to his left, bounced around in the grass for a second before a Warrior shot through and jumped on it. And they're going to confirm that it is, yes, a turnover. So first and 10 for the Warriors, almost to midfield that ball went back to. Oh, there is a penalty again. 48-yard line momentarily of the Warriors. Though Amory Warriors have it, but they're marching backwards. Was that something after the play was over? No indication yet from the five men in stripes on what the penalty was. Speaking of that, Brad Save, Tom Save, Tom Carroll, Todd Gillick, and Jeremiah Fisk are your officials. So they marched the ball back towards the Amory end zone. So a post-possession foul against the Warriors, so it's going to be a big penalty all the way back to the 33-yard line. Their own 33, first and 10. Amory has the ball. And the lead, 7-0. 7 minutes to go in the first half. Maxson takes it from the shotgun. He's got room around the left side. He's still going. Up close to a first down is Maxson before he gets tackled high up around the head. I believe that was 52 on the tackle. Dane Gilwiski, senior, 6'1", 201, big kid. Boy, they gave him a good spot there and saying it's a first down. I thought he was a good yard short, but the official says no. We're moving on. Moon over Spartan country here. We're down here in Somerset and the big full moon up there above. Beautiful night for football, especially if it's mid-July, but it isn't. Quick pass right side. Maxson caught out there but tackled immediately. Can't see the number as they unpile him. I think that was, yes, Carter Wallen. So his first catch of the evening gets a yard. Trying to look for who made the stop on that, but I lost him. A lot of kids on this Spartan ball club. I can't even tell you how many. All right. Danielson up the gut on the carry. He's going to be rumbling ahead all the way across the midfield to the 45-yard line, 46-yard line where he's tackled. Big gain, first down, Amory. So Danielson, kind of a workhorse here tonight. On the other side of the ball is Skromstad, getting a lot of carries for the Spartans. But Danielson making his presence known here as he did last week up in Amory. Had a really good night as the Warriors came away with a victory last week against the St. Croix Central Panthers. Man in motion, it's going to go to him. Number 32, is that Vontae Allen, the ball carrier? It is. 6'2", 190-pound junior, Vontae Allen. He's going to be getting the ball a lot next year as a senior. Good-looking athlete. Brings second and 4. He made a 6-yard gain out of that. 40-yard line of the Spartans. And Amory has it here. Once again, Amory can, unless I did my math wrong, squeak into the playoffs with a victory here tonight if the Cards fall elsewhere correctly for these guys. So they're not guaranteed a playoff berth. Second down and four, handoff up the middle. Maxson hands it off to Wallen, and he takes a couple guys with him across the 35 to a first down. Keaton Wallen, the ball carrier there. Had a tackle or two around his ankles, but he gets ahead for a first down for the Amory Warriors. So Amory not clicking on all cylinders yet tonight, but going well on offense for them. And they lead 7-0, 5:08 to go in the first half. It's a quick ball game because a lot of runs so far. And the clock has been ticking. Handoff. No. Maxson's going to keep it. Left side. Switches hands. Switches hands again. Has a guy drag him down, but not until he gains about 7 or 8 yards. I think it was Jack Creer made the stop. But Maxson, 9-yard gain on that. So he came around the left side. There was really nobody home. They're going to give him a nice spot again. That's a first down. Initially, they had the marker a yard or so short, and then the official says, no, no, here's where it goes at the 23-yard line of the Spartans, just inside the 23. That last little stripe gave them a first down for the Amory Warriors, and they come to set here. Maxson's going to be under center. Wolin backfield. Allen left in. Oh, that's a broken play, and the Zebras say no, too many men moving. Vontae Allen started moving. I think it was Danielson started moving. Those two players are talking to each other. Danielson's going off to talk to the coach. But that was too many men in motion there. And they're going to march the Warriors backwards. 5-yard penalty. 30. Boy, hard to see these numbers. 28-yard line. So first down and 15 to go. Maxson under center, split backs, hands it off to Vontae Allen. He's got a few yards around the right tackle and taken down out there. Initial contact, Levi Lindberg, a senior, 5'11", 180-pound senior. Lindberg. 3-yard gain for Allen, second and 12. Ball's just outside the 25-yard line of the Spartans. Yet to see a deep pass. Well, I guess we've seen a couple of deep ones up the gut. But this would be a good time to find somebody in the corner of an end zone. But no, he's going to pitch it. Wallen, right side, and tackled immediately. Might gain a yard, but there's a play. So he went around the right side. Blake Fox was there to meet him and took him down around the knees. Gained a couple, but there is a flag, and it is a personal foul, chop block against the defense. Correct me if I'm wrong, but that's typically something you see on the offensive player. But a chop block that's going to cost him. No, he pointed the wrong way. I was wondering about that. It's against the offense. Official pointed towards the Spartans end zone, but that is not the case. It's going to mark it up, march it all the way back to the 40-yard line. And it's going to be second and very, very long. Let's see if I can count them up. 5, 10, 15, 20, 27 yards approximately for the first down. So we're going backwards, the Amory Warriors, from their opponent's 40, back to Pax Maxson, and they blow it dead. It's going to be another offensive foul. Oh, boy. Amory Warriors are going backwards here. They might want to punt and get it over with because they are a long ways from pay dirt. Back to the 45-yard line. They're still on the Spartan side of the 50, but closing in on midfield quick here. Without any time running off. So The official says, wind the clock. So from the Spartans 45, second and 32 yards is what I count. All right, back to pass. Maxson finds the handle. He's going to throw a nice pass deep, but it's going to be off the hands of the intended interceptor, because that was not going to be caught by a Warrior. Donnelly ran under it and almost had it. Kane Donnelly off his fingertips. But that was about a 40-yard bomb that fell harmlessly, and it's going to bring up third and very long. Well, even with that catch, it wouldn't have been a first down. All right, so third and very long here. I'm guessing they're going to try to eat up a little yardage to make the punt a little bit better, but here we go in the backfield. Maxson rolling right. He's got a man in pursuit. Throws it away. Maxson in trouble out there, right side. Riley Davis, I believe, had a handful of jersey, and he had to throw it away, or it was going to be fourth and very, very long. But it's fourth and long as is, and they're going to punt the Warriors. Line of scrimmage is the 45-yard line of the Spartans, so they should be able to, with Maxson's leg, pin him deep here. Two receivers back. Returners, I should say. Donnelly, and he's kicking it away from Donnelly. Fair catch, and it's going to go roll dead at about the 13-yard line from my angle. About the 15-yard line. So the would-be returner, number two, ran up. Blake Fox called fair catch, let it bounce, and it died right there. And the Warriors downed it. It's our first grass field I've seen this year. Everybody's putting in artificial turf, but they did just put in a new 9-lane track, a new press box, a huge, huge scoreboard. And here we go for the Spartans, first and 10, 15-yard line. Donnelly, shotgun, barks out signal, sends a man in motion. Three receivers now left, hands it off. Scramstead trying to find room, fights his way for a few. Immediately hit, but he bounced off a couple of guys. Gain of a couple, 17-yard line, we'll call it, for the Spartans. So Scramstead, I think I'm saying his name right. Cal Scramstead getting a lot of touches here from that running back position. And he's in the backfield again as Donnelly shotgun. Two receivers left, one right. Donnelly's going to keep it himself. Picks his way through. Finds some room. Finds more room. Left side. He's still on his feet. Breaks through a few tackles all the way up to the 40-yard line. 41 is where they finally take him down. And he... a combination of missed tackles and just brute strength. He was able to fight his way through several tackles and started to get ahead of steam. If they wouldn't have tripped him up when they did, he was gone. 42-yard line is where they're going to spot it. Spartan 42, first and 10, Somerset. Donnelly in the shotgun. He's got Scramstead in the backfield with him. Two receivers. Throws out in the flats. Throws a dart out here to number three. He's got it. He fumbles it. And again, the Warriors are going to jump on it. Amory Warriors jump on it as number three, Creer, fumbles it. Hard to blame him there. The defender put a hat right on the football. Popped it out, and it went right to a couple of waiting Warriors. They fell on it, and it's another turnover. So it's been a turnover story here tonight. The Emory Warriors able to score on that first turnover, and now here they are again in good field position at their own 44-yard line, first and 10, Emory. Maxson in the shotgun, three receivers right, and... Danielson hustles off the field. He's got Vontae Allen in the back. He's going to throw it out right. Throws a bullet that Wolin can't handle. You got to throw that one on a rope, but boy, that one, that was Brett Favre-like. And a little high, Wolin went up, tried to bring it in. He went and jumped on it quick in case it was a backward pass, but I think it was forward by about a yard. Either way, it's an incomplete pass, and it's going to be second and 10 for the Warriors. Shout out to the light of my life, Sarah, listening up there in Birchwood. Sarah, busy getting things ready for the annual pumpkin carving contest at the Cornell Cyric residence. Here we go in the shotgun. Maxson back to pass. He's got time. He's going to throw it deep. Right side. Would have been a heck of an over-shoulder catch, but just a little overthrown and incomplete. Boy, he threw that one a long ways. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 45 yards or so, I would say, in the air. And incomplete, intended out there for Kelly, I believe it was. And it's going to bring up third and 10. So a couple of passes, a couple of incompletions. And now what are they going to do, the Warriors? Well, they've got dual setbacks in motion. And shotgun handoff, Danielson, nothing there. If anything, he lost a yard. About back to the line of scrimmage. It's going to be fourth down and about 10 to go. And timeout on the for the Spartans, I should say. Let's hear a short word from our sponsors. This is Amory Warrior Football, 107.5 WLAK.
Daisy was abandoned and placed in foster care at 15 years old.
Before I was adopted, I felt like I wasn't enough. I had a hole in my heart. But when my mom asked to adopt me, that hole was closed.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is changing the lives of teenagers lingering in foster care, like Daisy, who need a safe, permanent home now. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have questions. How do you make your
savings? Spartans have coughed up the ball a couple of times, and it's cost them so far. But now it is fourth down after a fumble recovery, and the Amory Warriors are going to punt. Maxson, a high, high kick that is going to take a sideways bounce and finally down there at the 20-yard line by the Warriors. So it's going to be first and 10 from the 20-yard line for the Spartans as they trail in this ball game, the home team, 7-0. 1:10 to go in the first half. I don't know what the halftime entertainment's going to be, but it looks like the dance squad is ready to rock and roll. The band is still in attendance, so maybe they'll have a halftime show. It is senior night here on the last regular season ball game for the Spartans. All right, so under center, no, in the shotgun is Donley. He's got trips right. Running back goes out right. He wants the ball. Donley keeps it, and he's going to be taken down in the backfield. So Donley would have been wise to get rid of that one, but he didn't feel it was the right thing to do. And they're going backwards. That's a big, big sack. Looks like about a 12-yarder. Right at the 10-yard line is where they spot it. We'll call it second and 20. Looks like about 21, though, from my perspective, for the Spartans. So they... spent some time going backwards, the home team. And they're continuing that right now. So not good for the Spartan fans. In the shotgun, Donley. He's going to keep it himself. Find some room up the middle. Breaks a couple of tackles and finally taken down. He's going to get back to the original line of scrimmage. It's going to make it third and 10 then. So Donley with a nice carry. Yeah, he does not get taken down by the first guy that gets a hold of him. And as the clock ticks down, it's going to be our halftime here in Somerset. The visiting team, the Amory Warriors, take a lead off of a turnover, 7-0. And so we'll take a quick word from our sponsors. Come back, and we'll talk a little football, and we'll take a look at the halftime entertainment Amory Warrior Football, 107.5. WLAK, Lake Air, Amory.
About retiring, you probably have questions. How do you make your savings last? How much should you take out and when? You're ready for retirement, but are your finances? Eric Morrissey, your Edward Jones financial advisor, can help you build a strategy to make your finances keep up with your long-term needs. You've done what it takes to get there. Now it's time to make the most of retirement. Call Eric at 715-268-4106 to schedule an appointment. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
So why do teenagers play high school sports? Some participate for a sense of purpose, some play to inspire others, and some for the friendships they develop. Very few mention they participate to get an athletic scholarship, because they know that less than 2% of all high school athletes are awarded a sports scholarship. Whatever the reason for playing, student athletes enjoy all the benefits of participation, including making better decisions. A message from Civic Media and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports.
My name is Ariel. I moved to the U.S. at 19. I spoke no English and I struggled finding job opportunities. Everything I have, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and getting my high school diploma at age 22.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Looking for reliable cable TV, telephone, and internet services in Amory? Look no further than Northwest Communications. Whether you're streaming your favorite shows, staying connected with loved ones, or working from home, Northwest Communications has you covered with fast, dependable service. Ready to upgrade? Visit them online, www.nwcom.net, or call 715-268-7101. Experience the best in local service with Northwest Communications, keeping Amory connected.
Well, welcome back to Amory Warrior Football as the Warriors on the road tonight to take on the Somerset Spartans and the dance teams out there midfield. And it looks like a mixed bag of everything from senior high girls to kindergartners as the dance team putting on a show here for the home crowd, the Somerset Spartans. So, welcome again, everybody. My name is Jay Cornell. Glad to be here with you tonight as we go through play-by-play here. It has not been can I use the word exciting? It hasn't been a real exciting half. There's been a lot of run plays. There's been some turnovers. If you're a Warrior fan, it's been a good night because a couple of turnovers have stalled out the Spartans' offense. And the Warriors scored on the first one. They got the ball at their own, or at the Spartans 20. And with about four running plays, ended up in the end zone. Maxson kicked it through, and that's our score, 7-0 in favor of the Amory Warriors. Again, beautiful night for football. The big moon up in the sky there to the, I believe that's to the east. And now the middle school dance team being introduced. Boy, I tell you what, dance is alive and well here in Somerset. There's got to be 50 to 55 girls all told out there. So they form a circle around the big red S in the middle of the field and ready to do their performance. So it's senior night here, and we had the seniors introduced. A lot of kids on this ball club for the Somerset Spartans. In fact, so many that the print is tiny on that side of the sheet. I can't even begin to count them up for you, but the squad is alive and well here in Somerset. Somerset's had a tough season, 1-7 overall. They have not won a game in the Middle Border Conference, trying to get in the W column tonight here. The Amory Warriors hoping to squeak into the playoffs. If they win tonight, they'll have three wins in the conference and a chance to get in. They're going to need help from others, and I can't tell you exactly what that entails, but I do know that they have a shot. typically takes four wins, but some three-win teams will get in into the state WIAA playoffs. Take a second here and just talk about the programming on the Civic Media app, a free download. If you take a look at that, you'll find us here right at Lake Air 107.5. But I believe there's 15 stations overall throughout the state with terrific programming, not just local sports, but political talk radio, sports talk, which reminds me, the Badger Coaches Show on Wednesday evenings, 5 p.m., and the Badger football team can be heard right here on 107.5 Lake Air, and also, again, the Civic Media app. Download that. Take a listen. It doesn't matter where you're at. If you've got Wi-Fi, internet, you've got some terrific listening here, 107.5. Terrific sponsors up there in Amory, Vans Electric. If you need a reliable electrician, look no further than Vans Electric. They've got experts ready to help with wiring, lighting, even full electrical installations. Their expertise does not stop there. They've partnered with Blue Flame Heating and Cooling, and they'll take care of all of your heating and cooling needs. Together, they're your one-stop shop to keep your home powered, comfortable, and safe. Call Vans Electric and Blue Flame Heating and Cooling, 715-268-2264, and they'll help you out with your HVAC needs, I suppose. Heating, cooling, and electrical, for sure. Also in Amory, Northwest Communications. If you're looking for reliable cable TV, telephone, and internet service in Amory, look no further than Northwest Communications. Whether you're streaming your favorite shows, staying connected with loved ones, or working from home, Northwest Communications has you covered. Fast, dependable service there. If you're ready to upgrade, visit them online at www.nwcomm.net. NWCOMM.net or call 715-268-7101. Experience the best in local services with Northwest Communications, keeping Amory connected. And if you're like me and you're thinking about retirement and you have some questions, how can you make your savings last? How much should you take out and when? You're ready for retirement, but are your finances? Eric Morrissey and Edward Jones Financial Advisors can help build a strategy to make sure your finances keep up with your long-term needs. You've done what it takes. Now it's their turn to take over and help you with your retirement. Call Eric, 715-268-4106 to schedule an appointment. Edward Jones and Eric Morrissey. So some terrific sponsors there in Amory. We appreciate everything you do for us, helping us stay on the air to bring you Amory Sports. And we're trying to resurrect Amory Sports and radio programming in the Amory area. So tell your friends, tune in. Speaking of friends, I've got a couple of terrific friends up there in the Shell Lake area I'd like to mention again, and that's Scott and Gloria Butterfield. Good folks. And they're listening on the Civic Media app. At least I hope they are. They're going to be moving back to their winter home there, flying south. And I'm jealous. Even though it's about 70 degrees right now at game time, it is going to get cold, so buckle in, folks. Once again, my name is Jay Cornell, bringing you the play-by-play for Amory Warriors football. Been here throughout the season with you, and unfortunately next week, if the Warriors do make the playoffs, I will not be on air, as I will be out west. So I'm not sure who's going to fill my shoes, but we'll try to bring you Amory Warrior football in the playoffs if they do make it through. So if you're just joining us, it's the halftime. It ticks down here, 5:39 to go as before we start the second half. Again,